Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, May 21st. For many, spring is a time for cleaning. That's also true on farms in southern Colorado and northern New Mexico, where farmers spend their weekends banding together to clean out irrigation ditches. This method of managing water is unique in the West, and as Luke Runyon reports here in part two of his story, there's a struggle to pass on these traditions to the next generation.
After lunch, a group of teenagers gather around a fire pit in Juanita Martinez's backyard in the community of San Francisco. It's about a 10-minute drive from the fire station.
We're actually sitting right next to a babbling stream, and it's our acequia. And that's why you hear that nice, rhythmic, beautiful water sound.
Martinez is quick to crack a smile and is a leader in the community. She's also active in an acequia association in the valley.
It makes you think about who you are as a person, your values. Are you a good neighbor? Do you trust people? Do you value people?
More and more of the farmland has been purchased by absentee owners, she says. And that means it's hard to fill board positions within the acequia. And those landowners often don't participate in the limpieza, the ditch cleaning.
Oh God, it kills me. And the reason why is because what then? What kind of people do we become? What kind of values do we have?
As a community activist, as an educator, I'm extremely concerned about the next generation not being able to carry these traditions.
That's Shirley Romero Otero. She leads a youth group called Move Mountains. What concerns her the most is passing along the acequia way of life.
The key to this is to teach the kids about this is who you are. This is the community that formed you. This is your culture. This is the way you think, feel, and act.
There are only 8 young people living in the village of San Francisco. And like many small town kids, they're often counting the days until they can go off to college or find a job. That's why Otero makes sure they know why sharing water is unique, even if they leave.
If we can instill that in the hearts and the minds of young people, they will always come back and give to their community. I've seen it over and over again.
Sitting by the ditch in a camouflage jacket and sporting a buzz cut, 14-year-old Leon Medina digs through a box of arrowheads he's found in the nearby mountains.
My hobbies is looking for horns and finding arrowheads, and these are nice. That's a spearhead that my cousin had found.
Medina is in the youth group run by Shirley Romero Otero. He and his friends got together to help with today's limpieza.
You can see the rings around the trees where the water has been high, but now it's gone low. So you can tell it's going to be a drought.
Which is why the ditch cleaning takes on a different kind of urgency for Medina. Every drop of water will be even more valuable to the farmers, he says, like his dad.
He's had me irrigating his field since I was like 7 years old. So a lot of people, like all these old timers, ask me if I could always help them.
Medina is a ray of hope to the community. He wants to live here. He has an interest in how the acequias work, how to irrigate land, and how to build a community.
There's way more stuff to do out here, and just it's free out here. I mean, it's, I can't explain it. I mean, it's...
As his voice trails off, he gestures up toward the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, and then back down toward the acequia and the water flowing at our feet. And while he does spend time outside the valley, he says he's always happy to come home. I'm Luke Runyon.
More than 23 million adults in the country, including many in Colorado, have never had an eye exam. Doctors say it's key to preventing loss of vision. May is Healthy Vision Month, and doctors are promoting eye exams for everyone. Eric Galatis takes a look at the issue.
This is Healthy Vision Month, and more than 23 million adults have never had an eye checkup. Even though there's nothing noticeably wrong with your vision, some health problems that cause eye disease don't have any early warning signs. Dr. Rachel Bishop with the National Eye Institute says those include macular degeneration, glaucoma, and diabetic eye disease. She adds that even though it may sound like a broken record, the best way to prevent eye problems is by taking care of yourself.
Because all the tips that you've heard They keep your heart healthy, for example, with diet and exercise and managing your medical problems. Those are also the health tips that keep your eyes healthy.
Bishop encourages anyone 40 years or older to have an eye exam, but younger people can take steps now to prevent problems in the future. Bishop says by the time millennials hit their 50s and 60s, the chance of getting many common eye conditions has nearly doubled.
It's very important as we head into summertime to remind people that they need to protect their eyes, both from the sun, they need to be wearing UV-blocking sunglasses, and also from possible injuries that could happen when they're out doing yard work, when they're out playing sports.
Too much computer time can also cause eye muscles to feel strained and fatigued. Bishop says to follow the 20-20-20 rule. About every 20 minutes, look about 20 feet away for about 20 seconds. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And in a high school sports note here on Monday, both the girls' track team from Paonia and the boys' team from Cedar Edge did not repeat as state champions. But there were plenty of local success stories at the state track meet this past weekend. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the Cedar Edge boys finished second in 2A for the second time in 4 years, whereas the girls from Paonia, for the first time in 6 years, did not win the 2A state title and finished sixth. Paonia senior McKenna Palmer won an individual title in the triple jump with her leap of 36 feet 3¾ inches. Hotchkiss junior Kaya Furore had an outstanding track meet. She successfully defended her state titles in the 400-meter run and in the 300 hurdles. She also finished third in the 100. Track wasn't the only sport holding state championships. In swimming, Montrose High School junior Ryan King won a state title in the 4A championship event at the Air Force Academy. King won the 500 freestyle in 4 minutes, 36.4 seconds. And at the 2A state baseball tournament in Pueblo, both Paonia and Hotchkiss won their first two games and will play in the semifinals on Saturday. Defending champion Paonia rolled to big wins on Saturday, beating Front Range Christian 10-2 and then shutting out Lyman 10-0. Meanwhile, on Friday, Hotchkiss defeated Dawson School 14-6, and then beat Rocky Ford 11-6. The Bulldogs will play number 1 Peyton in the first semifinal this Saturday. In the second semifinal, Paonia will play number 7 Dayspring Christian Academy. The winners will meet for the state championship at Hobbs Field in Pueblo this Saturday afternoon. And that was your regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.